Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards first. Horton catches it and throws to second to double up Gonzalez. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Whitfield steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and tags Tillman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Bressoud pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Raddatz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raddatz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Thomas moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 4 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive towards second. Gonzalez catches it and steps on second to double up Gosger. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.